Hello.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Nate?
Yeah. Hey, Charlie. How you doing?
Good. Nate, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm all right. If you give me a good price, I'll be even better. How about that?
Okay. Let's see what we can do here. Let's see what Allie has put in here for you. I see that you, if I'm not mistaken, you have two Google Business profiles out at the moment.
Well, you know what? That's really annoying, too, because, no, I'm not supposed to, okay? I'm only supposed to have one, because here's the deal. One of them has, and I know this, I mean, because I watch this constantly, 43 reviews, and the other one has one review. And so I don't know how to get rid of that other one and not, like, screw up, you know, the good
one. Your other one? Yeah.
And so here's what I did today. Sure. You'll probably appreciate this. So I signed up with this company called Grab Your Reviews. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Okay.
But I'm sure you're going to tell me about it.
I will tell you about it.
Yeah, so let me know.
They're basically a platform.
Okay.
And they, what they do is they have a real slick way that you send out a message. You can send it email or text. Hey, thank you for the business. Could you please leave us a quick review? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which a lot of people do that. So what they do, they leave that review and it goes on to their server. All right. And it sets on their server and then they evaluate it. If it's a 5-star review, guess what? They send it to Google. If it's a 2-star review, these guys are assholes. They suck. Don't ever use them. Guess what?
It
stays on their server. How about that?
Okay.
So they don't send the bad reviews to Google.
I didn't know that. And, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. And so this guy, I was going to sign up with this CRM, and it's called Jabber. Okay. Well, this is like a kind of not a sister company, but they basically have a working relationship with this company called Grab Your Reviews. And so once I got in there and started looking at it, it's like, okay, that is badass. And the way they do it is, so like you jobber, you send an estimate. You, when the job's done, you send an invoice. They can also pay with a credit card on Jobber. And then as soon as that invoice is paid, ding, 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 it activates Grab My Reviews, and Grab My Reviews then automatically sends out an email or a text. Hey, man, thank you so much for your business. Could you please leave us a review? I mean, it's slick. It's really slick. Anyway, I'm just signing up with the Grab My Reviews right now because Jobber's a little pricey. And,
Now that's pretty cool though, how that does it. It's like an automation for you. So you don't have to like sit there and after you're done with the job, you don't have to really worry about it. They kind of just send that out for you. Yeah. We do a little bit of that too, but we don't kind of vet them out based off of if it was a good or bad review. We just send them straight to your Google Business profile for that.
Gotcha.
But that is pretty cool though.
So I went in today and I signed up for this Grab Your Review.
Okay.
And it comes up, there's a dashboard, and on my dashboard it says, you have one review. Okay. I'm like, come on. Why could you grab the other one and send the one with one review? Now I got to go deal with that and get them to get the proper. So really, I'm only supposed to have one. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
I get you. Okay. I do see both of them because the one that I actually pulled up was the one review, but I know how to navigate through your guys' stuff here. So I do see the other Google Business profile that you actually have on your website. And that's the one that you want to populate, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So what we can do is we can help you shut this other one down. We'll just let Google know, like, hey, we want to shut Just Gutters NWA down. They're probably going to need verification for it. So they're just same how you applied for it. They're probably just going to make sure that it's you trying to shut it down. Once that's shut down, the only one that will populate for your phone numbers, the services you provide, or just your name in general is just going to be the one with your 43 reviews on there. Okay.
Right.
Now, for the services also, that's one thing we can help you for. The mile radius that you're looking to target is a 60-mile radius. Is that correct?
It is. I was explaining to her that this is a real unique geographical footprint up here. So are you familiar with Dallas, Fort Worth at all?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
No problem.
Hang on. Hang on.
Sorry about that.
You're okay.
Okay. All right. So here's the way it works. Are you familiar with Dallas Fort Worth at all?
Yes.
Okay. So you know how Dallas Fort Worth is. Like, you don't know when you're in Plano, Frisco, McKinney. One just flows right next to the other, and they're all just right next to each other. That's exactly the way it is up here. So I'm in the most southern city of Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. And so you go the next town north, which is literally, 10 miles north, that's Springdale. 10 more miles north, that's Bentonville. 10 miles east is Rogers. 10 miles on up from there is Bella Vista. And so it's literally probably 600,000 people. If I leave my house in Fayetteville and drive to Bella Vista, it's about 60 miles, okay?
Okay.
But it's all what we consider Northwest Arkansas. And so that's all my footprint there, and we actually go down to like Fort Smith, which is about 50 miles south of us. So, it's about 120 mile radius from north to south, but it's really all said and done. So,
okay.
Just so you understand.
Okay. No, that's perfect. Yeah. No, when I'm looking on the map, especially with the Google Business listing, that's what I was saying to you too, because what it actually does is it highlights what you just said all the way to Bella Vista, all the way to Fayetteville, but then it goes down and it drops down and it highlights that you have, Fort Smith and Van Buren, highlighted as well.
Yeah. That's about 60 miles south. So that's it. That's the proper footprint. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I know you were talking to Allie about, she mentioned that you guys do some Google Ads from time to time. But Google Ads is really just the sponsorship. You're paying a per click there. With the Google Business Profile itself, what you're looking at is just it's the local map section. So typically that only gets you around 15 miles, maybe 20 miles at max, depending on how big the city is. And if you're telling me it's 600,000, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
So what we do, and this is how we can make it more affordable for small business owners, is we actually pair that up with a Facebook retargeting campaign. Now, anybody that searches the services on Google that you provide, we retarget those people on Facebook. So we're able to target specific cities, zip codes, and stuff like that within that 50-60 mile radius. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you what I did the other day, just to outsmart the system, because I'm a smart guy. I think I am, at least. So I drove up to Bentonville.
Okay.
And so Bentonville, the Walmart World headquarters is in Bentonville. That's why all the big money is there.
It's in Bentonville. Okay.
And all the people who deal with Walmart, they all have big offices up there as well, like Procter & Gamble and Hershey and all this kind of stuff. So it's big money up there.
Yeah.
And so I went up there about a mile from the corporate office, and I basically rented a desk. I mean, just for $50 a month, I got an address, I got my name on the door, and Just Gutters has an office in Bentonville, Arkansas. How about that? And I never even been there, but I paid for it. And so I added it to my website. So I have an address, legit address of my business in Bentonville, Arkansas.
And
so what I did, I put on there, we've expanded, we've opened a second location in Bentonville, Arkansas. So that's was kind of cool.
No, that is pretty cool because now, you had that Bentonville right there. So it kind of gets you right there by the Walmart headquarters.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any business from it yet. I did it about a month ago, so nothing's happened yet. So it's just
okay. Yeah. So I mean, unless you open like a Google Business profile itself in Bentonville and put the address there, I mean, you're gonna have to open a brand new one for it to really reach that area. Now, for sure, you have the service on there. So if somebody were to just search your name, you would be able to populate because they'd be able to find you and they would say, oh, he does Bentonville. That's awesome. But really, when you're talking about people just searching the services, it's really not going to reach all the way up there because, like I said, the Google Business profile itself is only tailored to the local area. So they only push you out, I mean, at max, I'm telling you, like 20 miles. And that's at max. That's at best that you can probably get it. And that's why we pair that up with the Facebook retargeting campaign, because we can put you out into that 50-mile radius for, not an expensive rate at all. And we can target specific cities and zip codes. With just a Google Business profile, you're just looking at, it's just a radius at that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Could I go in and make – change my address in my Google listing to show just, like the Bentonville office and then show we service Fayetteville and Rogers and, all these other areas and make that my hub because, I don't know, it's for years. I've had this business 4 years and literally for the last 4 years, if you Google Gutters Fayetteville, I was number one. I mean, almost from the get-go, because I don't have a lot of competition besides Hispanic guys
that right.
don't even have a website, or a listing or anything.
Right. They do all the word of mouth.
And so, but in Bentonville, there's a lot of, of roofers up there who have pretty sophisticated, high-dollar, marketing people, probably like y'all, working for them up there. And so I'm like number 30 in Bentonville. And,
you're like on the second page.
Yeah. Well, and then, again, I had this number one position for the last 4 years and these asshole roofers that have a ton of money and spend probably $5,000 a month, they change something and now they're number one in Fayetteville. And I mean, I wanted to go put a smoke bomb in their, in their trash can, something like that, But, they kicked me out of first place. I couldn't believe it all this time. And they're not even a gutter company. They hire me to go do their gutters. Okay. So, what I'm saying? So
they outsource it. Yeah. They outsource it. Okay. Yeah. Now I get you. You could do that. I would just be careful. So I've had companies before where they had their own Google listing, kind of like yourself here, and they're kind of savvy with it. But once they do change that main address, they run in with a lot of problems. And the reason why is because if Google just suspects that there's a lot of activity, like fishy activity, they want to make sure that you're not getting hacked and that it's just moving. So for us, we do have our own Google rep here. So that way when somebody does want to change an address and they want to put it somewhere else, maybe they moved companies and they're going, across the state with their company. We always make sure that we abide by the Google guidelines because last thing we want to do is to put your account on suspension and then now you're not even populating at all. And I've seen it happen before. And I will say this, it's a pain my customers, there was a guy that I had to talk to. He was on his account suspended for 8 months. And he finally just like called us and was like, I need my account unsuspended. Can you guys help me? And I was like, yeah, we can help you. We got his account suspended and got him populating in the first 30 to 45 days. So it's.
Let me ask you one more thing while we're sitting here talking about this specific thing. So I'm buying a second machine. All right.
Okay.
And the whole setup, trailer, machine, everything, I'll probably have it in about 30 days. And so my son, he's 20, he lives in just outside of Little Rock in Conway, okay?
Okay.
And so I think what we're going to do is we're probably going to go to that area and set up shop, legitimately set up shop in a new area. And so when we do that, should I get a new Google business listing there in that area?
I would. I mean, are you going to be doing business in Fayetteville still?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would do a new Google business
like I'm gonna
listing 100%.
He's going to be down there. So we're going to rule the state. We're going to be the gutter lords of Arkansas. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah.
I like it. I would, yeah. So that's what I would do is, I mean, look, Walmart has, stores across the United States, right? They don't have just one Google business profile. They have a Google business profile for each location that they're at.
Oh,
and
they do. That's interesting.
So they build a Google business profile for each location that they're at. Now, Google knows this as well, so they're not going to be like, oh, you know, you have two Google business profiles as a business.
Yeah.
That's odd. They know that, you know, there's corporate companies that go nationwide, and when you start to expand to certain locations, we can help you with that too. We actually had a company that was a storage unit, started off with one location, and went 30 locations across the United States, and we actually helped them create everything for them so that way they didn't have to run into any problems. So, yeah, we know how definitely help you. Yeah. But let me get into the pricing, because I know Allie was talking to you about pricing.
Give me the shock factor. Go ahead.
Yeah. Absolutely. So she did put in a new in business credit. So I will say it is a reduced rate. Typically, this would be around $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee with that Facebook campaign. With a new in business credit, you're looking at $299 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. And that's also to help you with the Facebook get that retargeting campaign going, but also to help you with that Google business profile, making sure you only have one at the moment. Or, and hear me out here, we can keep both Google business profiles because you already have both of them, and we can change the one that you wanted to delete to where your son lives, and we can just have that already verified, and we can just change the location to over there.
Okay, that's a pretty good idea. That you're thinking. I like a thinker. Okay, so here's a question. How long do I get the $300 deal? So 12 months, 3 months, 90 days, how much?
It's a month-to-month service, so as long as you're with us, you keep that. So we don't say like, hey, yeah, so you don't get the $299 deal month-to-month, and we get you signed up, and you like it for 2 months, and then we turn around and say, okay, we're glad you did it. Now it's $599. You're grandfathered in for the life of you having the service. So if you even wanted to pause the service at any point, I know summer gets really busy for roofers. We do a lot of roofing companies here as well with other contractors. Sometimes the work does flow in where you're just like, hey, I need to catch up. Can we pause the service here? Your $299 is still paused. So even if you restarted the $299, it wouldn't be like, okay, you unpaused. Now it's $599. You always stay locked in for you having the service at the $299. Okay. Now, good thing with us as well is, Nate, we are a Google Premier Channel partner. So we do have a Google badge on our website. There's only 40 of us in the country. So that means that we cannot sign up all the roofers. We cannot work with you and then work with your competitors as well, because that's unethical. There's only a couple spots up there. We can't promise everybody that. So once we do start working with you on that first page, we actually shut down the category and we don't work with anybody else who does what you do. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Cool. Awesome. So I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of this, Nate. That way we can get your Google business profile sorted out here and then start populating you in the areas that you would like to target with the Facebook ad campaigns as well, correct?
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal. Okay, here's my little quandary, okay?
Sure.
Because, again, like I told her, you're calling at the worst time of the year. I mean, the worst time of the year. But I know we got to do it now to be ready for the good time of the year. And mm-hmm. So I'm very limited on for just a few days. Okay. And the reason I say just for a few days, because I've got one customer we're finishing up tomorrow and he mm-hmm. owes me $1,000. Okay. And I've got another job we're finishing tomorrow and I'm making like $400 or $500 on that. And then I'm waiting on another $400 check that I've literally just got off the phone trying to hound them to get my $400.
Debt collector, I see it.
Before she's off. And but can I do this? Can I give you, like, my card for the $99 to get set up and then here in a couple of days pay the $300? I mean, I need to do this, so I want to do it. So can I do that, or what's my option?
Yeah, so options here is, I mean, I can't just charge the $99. What we can do is, actually, let me see if we can do that for you. And just make sure, let me check with my higher-ups on that here. Give me one sec. Okay, I'm just waiting on that. How the process would work is once we do secure the listing, I do introduce you to my tech team. So I do send everything over to you in writing along with your receipts, invoices, because that is a 100% tax write-off. Once you have everything as well, I'm going to set an onboarding call with my tech team. That way they can understand what's going on, right? They want to make sure that Google business profile, we can change that address, so that way if you guys are going to start in 30 days, that's actually perfect, because we could actually pin verify you there with the new address, and then we could actually start boosting that to the first page. So right when you guys are ready to hit the ground running in 30 days, you guys are on that first page as well. I'm just waiting for verification here. While I wait for that, I'm just going to set up the account. I'm not going to take payment, but I just want to make sure I have everything correct here first. For the just gutters and siding, the address I have on file, and it could be wrong, I'm not sure. You just let me know. I have the 900 Southeast 5th Street.
Yeah, that is the Bentonville address. So, yeah, I don't think that's what Google. I mean, that's not my Google listing. My Google listing is at 630 North Park Avenue, where I actually live.
Okay, so it's 630.
Yeah, 630 North Park Avenue. That's in Fayetteville, Arkansas, 72701. But the other one is the Bentonville address, which, you know, again, it's not in, you know, it's just, I listed it on my website, and I think I might have listed it on my Google profile. So.
Okay. So two things. Two things here. Okay. So I want to make sure that I'm clear as well, too, because I don't want any, I don't want to steer you in the wrong direction. So for two Google business profiles, it's two separate accounts. Now that I'm doing the business information, we would have two separate accounts. So if you guys just want to populate that new one to the first page, that would be only $1.99 month to month. Now, we do populate that to the first page. We do get you on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing in that local area, as well as Apple. The other one, the $2.99 month to month, that does add the Facebook ads on there. So you would technically pay $1.99 plus the $2.99 for both deals to populate on the first page, only one of them having the Facebook campaign. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. So,
yeah. I just go ahead.
Fine. The $1.99 is, I just, yeah, let's see that. Cause I can always add or whatever, take away down the road, right?
Yeah, you could always add or take away down the road for sure. So you want to do the $1.99. You want to get the,
yeah.
So you want to do the business profile that you want to put where your son is going to, is living, correct?
Well, I mean, our main source of income mm-hmm. is here in Northwest Arkansas. And
okay.
that's where I've got all the relationships and I've got everything, you know, solid, you know, for now. And so that's what I really need to focus on
okay.
is here.
Okay.
And then, you know, we can do the other one as that kind of gets opened up and go in and I mean, I got to get him trained. He kind of knows, you know, he's been with me a lot, but I mean, we're going to work on it. So if we got a bunch of business there, we'd be in trouble.
We don't want that.
Yeah. He wouldn't be able to handle it. And then I'd have to go down there and then I would, you know, drop the ball up here.
Up here.
So
okay.
yeah,
okay.
I need to kind of wean him in on that deal.
100%. Okay. So then what was the address for the Bentonville one again?
Okay, the Bentonville is the 900.
And no, the other one. The one where you live.
The one where I live is 630 North Park Avenue. Fayetteville, Arkansas. This is the one that has the 43 reviews.
Yes.
630 North Park Avenue, Fayetteville, Arkansas, 72701.
Okay. And then the business phone number where your customers can contact you is the 479-301-0698.
Correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure on that. Okay. And then, so we'll do, is it fair to say we could do the $1.99 with this one and then we could always add the Facebook on later?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. So, Nate, a question. Is your first name really Nate or is it Nathan?
Nathan.
Okay. Nathan. Okay. And then your last name, Nate?
Rose, R-O-S-E, like a flower.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Sweet smelling rose.
Yeah. That was actually my grandma's favorite flower. It was the red rose.
How about that? Yeah. They're hard to beat.
Yeah, she was.
But they're kind of like me, kind of thorny, you know how it is. you get old, you start telling all these dad jokes, you can't get away from it.
You know? My fiance says the same thing. I'll say something, and she's like, man, that was such a dad joke. And I'm like, all
right,
yeah. Whatever.
It gets easier as you get older. You're like, yeah, my kids look at me like, seriously, you just said that? I'm like,
yeah.
I did. Thank you for asking it.
That's hilarious. That's always good. Dad jokes are funny. Yeah. Okay. You guys are central time zone, correct?
Central time. Yeah. Yeah, central.
Okay.
Where are you at?
We're located in California. So right here, if you're ever familiar with California, we're in between Huntington Beach and basically Santa Ana. So it's called it's called Fountain Valley, California.
Yeah,
pretty close. So a lot of our
boardwalk, in the boardwalk at like Huntington Beach or something like that. It's a big cool boardwalk.
Yeah, Huntington Beach is right there by the boardwalk. Yep, absolutely.
In fact, I think they made most of the, if I'm right on this, most of the old surfer movies
was,
you know,
there,
like the Elvis surfer movie, were all like Huntington Beach. I think
yeah
that's right.
Yep. They actually did a ton of reconstruction there too. So it's, the boardwalk is actually more of like they have like an outdoor mall there now. They have like to the right of it, they have a ton of restaurants. So you could eat like on the beach views and stuff like that. So
that's cool.
They just built all that stuff up right now. So they're always building over there though. Never ends. Okay. So for the services that you offer though, what are the services that you guys want to be found for? So I know you guys do gutter clean, but do you guys also install gutters and everything like that?
Yeah, that's our main gig. So, okay. But I never could make that happen. So here's our main, and I'll give you to you start high to low. Okay. So gutter installation and then gutter screens, leaf guards, gutter screens.
Okay.
And then gutter cleaning.
Okay.
And then like gutter repairs. Okay. Now this brings up another question. Okay. Because sure. I have just kind of recently added the just gutters and siding. Okay. So can I, without again raising a big red flag or getting in, you know, Google jail,
yeah.
Can I change that on my Google listing? Could I do that?
Yeah, we can do that for you. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that would be really cool if we did it as just gutters and siding. Yeah, because the listing says just gutters NWA.
It does.
So.
Yeah. And then and, are you the full word and, or do you have like
yeah,
the...
A&D, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
some
A&D.
People just put the symbols. Okay, so installs, right? That's big on you guys, installs. So I got repairs, I got screens, I got installs, you do cleaning as well?
Yeah.
Okay, anything else that you guys have? And then obviously...
Well, so we do siding. You know, siding installation, siding repairs, and I'm just thinking of things that are listing. Vinyl siding is a listing, I believe. And then, you know, Hardy, H-A-R-D-I-E, Hardy siding, I think is out there. I think that's probably plenty.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
we'll wash your windows or power wash or whatever you want to do, especially in the wintertime, but we don't, okay. We don't do a lot of that, but we did have I had a house the other day where we were cleaning the gutters on a big old house and they're like, hey, y'all wash windows? Yeah, absolutely. We'll do that. So anyway, we gave them a high number on the window washing and they took it. So we're washing windows tomorrow, actually. So
you said sold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. So, I mean, I can put, you have up to 15 key phrases that we can do for you too. So, we can put power washing, we can put, you know, washing windows as well. So anybody that does search those services, they can see your company pop up and they can contact you as well. If you want to be searched for that. Do you want to add that to that?
Okay. So let's do power washing and, window washing.
Yeah.
And then here's a good one, Christmas lights.
Oh, I've come across a couple of these guys. Awesome.
Yeah. And so here's something we're going to do. So if this works pretty good, then I have a chore for y'all because I'm actually starting a new company, new name. We're going balls out on Christmas lights next fall. And I'm going to buy the trailer. I'm going to have all the lights and it's all professionally done and you know it's all custom cut to you know to your specific house. We're going to store their lights for them, basically lease their lights to them, and so we have customers every single year, and I got it all laid out. So we're going to go big because we won't start if we can do that and I can make 20 grand 30 grand during the Christmas light season, it'll get me through the winter. And I don't have to stress so much. And but I think it's legit that we could do it. I got a buddy of mine. He's a fireman in Dallas. He makes $150,000 a year between August and Christmas. How about that?
Wow. Just doing Christmas life.
Yeah.
Christmas
yeah.
life. Okay. Okay. I have that. That's awesome. Cause, I mean, I know we've talked to a couple of people. Obviously we were talking to them closer to December. So they're like, well, this is really going to be like, you know, maybe next year we'll do it. And I'm like, oh, okay, for sure. But the fact that,
yeah.
you know, you do it, which is cool, but you also have other services that you provide. So that's good.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool. And now if you want any other ones, so I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, cool. If you want any other services, like I said, my tech team is going to reach out and they're going to do the onboarding call with you. Maybe either tomorrow or Friday, depending on what time you're available. They're going to go over this. So they're just going to verify that these are the services that you want to be found for. Now, if you're like, hey, I want to add this service on, just let them know. So that way, again, you can be found for those services and you can populate on that first page. Okay.
All right.
Okay, cool. So to secure the listing here, Nate, are you going to be using a Just Gutter and Siding credit card? Or are you going to be using a debit card?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Just Gutters and Siding,
yeah.
or is it the original name?
Well, it just has my name on there.
Okay.
And it doesn't have that it is a corporate card, but it just has my name on there. So Nathan
okay.
Rose.
Okay. No middle initial or anything like that?
Well, I've got actually my middle name, Nathan Ray Rose.
Nathan.
They got the whole shoot man.
Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N?
Right.
Ray, R-A-Y?
Why?
Okay. And then Rose like the flower. Awesome.
Yep.
And then the billing address for it, is it still the 630 North Park Avenue?
Yep. That's
Perfect.
It.
Okay. And then is it a Master? Is it a Visa?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are, Nate.
Okay. So how much are we putting on there?
$199.
Okay. I'll figure that out. That's fine. Just $199, right, for right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I have it for $199, and then we'll do the onboarding call and everything like that. What I'll do is I'm going to actually set a time with me and you, for next week. That way you can get all your eggs in the basket for, you know, closing out your jobs, and we can add the Facebook on, because that only takes 7 to 14 days to build those ads up very quickly for you. So I'll contact you maybe Monday, so you have the weekend to close out all your jobs, and then we could always add on the Facebook later.
And how much will that be then?
That'll just be $99.
So it's just an additional $99. So it's $299 total, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Not
today. It's only $199.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, so the $199 for now will just be my monthly if I didn't do anything else. Once we add the Facebook on there, then it's $299 every single month then, right?
100%.
Okay, got it. All right, just make it true. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, it's 4239-0300-0313-2885. And expires 4/27. And the code is 053.
Okay. Can I repeat back the long number to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I have 4239-0300-0313-2885.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I'm going to set up a security question for you too, Nate. So this is an added form of protection. We actually have two of them. This is the first one. So we always want to just make sure we're talking to you, and we always want to make sure that you're only talking to us. here at Local Squash, we never sell or give away any of your information. So it's always important that we're always talking to you about your Google business profile or anything that you would like to change as well. Okay. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. Okay. And what's mom's maiden name?
Pollard. P-O-L-L-A-R-D.
Pollard. Okay. Like Tony Pollard from the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep, just like that. Just like that. As they're sitting home on the couch watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Fran is going. Yeah, I've been a
Cowboy fan my whole life. Okay.
No, I am. I'm a highly, highly frustrated Cowboys fan.
I gotta say, I'm sorry.
Okay. But I think the Chiefs are gonna beat them. I mean, I really do. I think they got the fire in their eye to win.
Yeah, they have been pretty. To be completely honest, they have been pretty lights out. And you know, it's actually more impressive is their defense, and their defense has not been that good in the regular season, and they've been playing lights out in the playoffs here. So it's going to be a fun game. Yeah,
it is going to be a good game. I'm really, you know, and I hope Brock Purdy does well. I hope he does bold.
Yeah.
You know, I like the guy. I think that, you know, if he plays well, he can write his own ticket to a big old contract. And, you know, he probably deserves it as much as anybody out there because he's just been, you know, patient. And they laughed the other day. Somebody put a meme out that, Dak Prescott makes, like $900,000.
A game?
I think. $900,000 a game.
Yeah, more than
Brock
he does.
Purdy makes, yeah, and Brock Purdy makes $900,000 the whole
year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just a kind of crazy thing. But, he's done well. I always love to see people succeed.
Yeah. No, I rooted for the guy, too. I always like the underdogs. But it's crazy, though, because now these college deals, like with the whole NIL deals, these guys are making more money than he is, and they are always bringing that up. And I'm like, yeah, but this guy, if he wins the Super Bowl, like this guy is going to be up there with with Dak Prescott. And guess what? Dak Prescott doesn't have a Super Bowl, and Brock Purdy will be like, hey, make more money, but I want a Super Bowl, bro.
I think he'll get the big money one way or the other. I think they're pretty sold on him.
Hey, everybody, bro.
NIL deal has really ruined college sports. I'm a big Razorback fan in Arkansas. And I mean, these guys, they don't care whether they win or lose. All they do is get out there and kind of, you know, show they can shoot a three or show they can dribble. So they drafted four Arkansas players last year. And I mean, they were only average. I'm talking only average.
Wow.
But still got drafted, and they still got multi, you know, not giant contracts, but I mean, you know, they're all making $1 million, you know.
Yeah,
and,
minimum.
And so it's crazy to watch the whole thing, but it's pretty sad that what's that LSU real pretty gymnast from LSU. I see a commercial from her once a week on, you know, some kind of something she's wearing or something she's drinking. I mean, she's making like $20 million. And, so I can't think of what her name is. You think I know her name now?
I don't know who it is, but it is, with these NIL deals, it is pretty crazy. But I do hope, like, I pull from Brock Purdy. I mean, I'm not a 49er fan, but I always like for Mr. Irrelevant to be relevant in the Super Bowl would be pretty cool. But I have everything here for you, Nate. I want to walk through this with you really quickly because I want to send everything over to you as well in a email and a text message so you have the records. Again, I'm going to just walk you through this voice verification. This is going to be sent to you in writing. This is an added form of protection as well. It's just going to outline the service agreement between us and you, and then that's going to be for your records to have. But if you have any questions on it, you could just let me know, and then I'll clarify for it for you, and then we'll just send this over when it's done, okay?
All right, cool.
Okay, I'm going to walk you through this really quickly. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Just Gutters and Siding.
Nice. Please state your name and title within the business.
Nathan Rose, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Nate, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Correct.
Perfect. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number here. Do you want to write it down? I'm going to email it to you already. If you want to write it down, I can give it to you right now.
Hang on.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. That customer service number is 877-635-6225. That's the customer service number that my tech team is going to call you on when I set the onboarding call with you, either tomorrow or Friday, whatever time you're available, okay?
Good.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Is that a yes answer?
Yes, it's a yes answer, but just to clarify for you here, you know, we can't read your mind, so communication is very big for both of us, right? So if you want to run like a promotion or like, again, you want to change an address or something, let us know. So that way we can do that for you and it's done correctly and you're not kind of scratching your head like, what happened here?
Oh, trust me, I'll pick up the phone. Yeah, I don't want to deal with this stuff. So yes, yeah. I'll be happy.
Okay, awesome. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is January 31st in the non-refundable amount of the $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st of the amount of the $199. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting that client support number that I just gave you.
All right.
Next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand it due to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Now I know we're gonna fix this as well with the $99 once we get everything situated with you on that. We'll come back and we'll add the Facebook ads on as well when maybe next week when you have the funds for that one too, okay?
Okay, very good.
Okay, now I'm going to send you a couple text messages and I'm going to send you your invoice in the email. What's a good time either tomorrow do you have availability? I know you have some jobs washing some windows. Or would you like my tech team to call you on Friday?
So yeah, can they call me about the same time tomorrow? I should be available, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock on tomorrow. I guess, which is, like 2 o'clock y'all's time.
Yeah. Okay. Let me put that in there. Yeah. I'm going to make that for you right now. and then I'm going to send you an email. You should have received a couple text messages from us. So, first of all, Nate, I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. Congratulations on going with the Google Channel Premier Partner. We're like a family here. So I am going to work on your account here and send this all over to the tech team on all the services that you wanted and make sure that that name is changed for your Google Business profile so that way we can put the siting on there as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Now, the text messages, I don't mean to bombard you, but you will receive probably three of them of just like welcoming you to Local Splash. There's there's one in particular that you need to click on. Okay. So there's one that says, Nathan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Now it says right there, there's a link and it says my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number at the end. Do you see that link?
Yeah.
Okay. Click on that link. That's just going to take you to the service agreement, the outline that I just talked to you about as well. That's our terms and conditions. There's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom. One for SMS messaging. So if you don't answer, we'll send you a message saying that we try to reach you. And then the other one is you are the card authorization holder. And then you're just going to type your name in the box, first, middle, and last, and then hit confirm. Now, when you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login form. Let me know when you get there.
Got it.
Okay, so you see the username and password?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be a tracking system. So I didn't talk to you about that, but we actually have a custom tracking system for you that we're going to put all in one area. So you're going to actually see how well your Google Business profile is performing on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis as well. Okay. Now, when we add in the Facebook, that Facebook campaign will also be in there. So you get to see how many clicks you're getting, location of searches, and everything like that. Okay.
All right.
Now, my tech team, when they call you tomorrow, they're going to give you the login information because they're going to build that for you, and then they'll walk you through and show you everything that's in there as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have everything here. I sent everything over to you. I also sent you an email from Charlie Mullenkamp at localsplash.com. That's my first and last name. And it's going to be a Google Calendar. Now, that's just verifying that 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. your time is good. You just hit the yes button on there. That's just verifying that the time is good to call you there for my tech team, and they're going to reach out within 4 to 4:15. Now, the onboarding call will be around 30 to 45 minutes. Like I said, they're just going to make sure that everything is correct, and they want to make sure that they have everything right to make the changes for you, but then also to have you populating correctly as well. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. You still there?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry. You were cutting out a little bit, but I hear you now. So, okay. So I have everything. Do you have any questions for me, Nate?
No, not right now. I'm good.
I know it's kind of a lot.
Yeah, it's long, been a long day, but, that sounds good, man. Thank you for your help. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it works. What was the girl's name?
Allie.
Allie. She was great. She was really nice. And I gotta say this also. I just gotta say it. It's sure. Really nice that both of y'all speak English and I can understand what you're saying, and y'all are very articulate. So I'm just telling you. You know, it is so difficult to have a conversation, with almost anybody, you know, from a company on the phone now. And, my ex-wife, she's a big DoorDasher. And, I was with her yesterday and she called up and there was some problem and you couldn't, and she was like, listen to this. And she put on a speakerphone and I'm telling you, you couldn't understand a word the girl was saying, you know, and she was in Egypt or India or somewhere. But anyway, I just got to say, man, it's nice that both y'all spoke well, and I really do appreciate that. So as a company,
Thank you. I appreciate that. And if you ever need anything, like you'll have a representative tomorrow reach out to you, but if also you need something from me, you want me to check on something, the representative might not answer because they're busy, and you want maybe something changed, you always have the right to reach out to me. My email that I sent you has my phone number in there with my extension. If I don't answer, leave me a message and I'll call you back within an hour. That's kind of like my little rule I have with myself is, if my customers ever need something, I'll always reach back out to you within an hour to see what you guys need and how I can help you out, okay?
All right. Sounds good, man. Thank you.
All right, Nate. We'll call you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Have a good night.
All right. All right. You too.